quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day. Monday through Friday, New Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And yes, it is Monday here on the show. You know what that means? Hey, we got a lot to talk about. We got Raw coming up tonight, and we actually have a lineup for the show finally. I had nothing until this morning. But they had Backlash this weekend, so we'll talk about Backlash. And Lance is joining us here today, Lance Storm. It's kind of changing the schedule for the week because both Lance and Filthy have a lot of traveling to do. And so Lance is going to be on today. Tom is going to be on Tuesday and Wednesday. And apparently I'll be solo on Thursday and Friday. So that should be exciting. But Lance, I don't think he's seen Backlash. But we got to talk about the most important thing really coming out of Backlash. And that is this John Cena gimmick, this John Cena Invitational. What is this? Well, we'll tell you about what he said. We'll tell you about what he said the next day. We'll tell you what WWE has said. And then we'll find out what Lance has to say. So that'll be fun. We've also got some other notes, including lineups for shows coming up this week, NXT and AEW. Matt Jackson talked about how Triple H and WWE, they actually spoke about a crossover match between the Young Bucks and the New Day. Don't have to worry about crossover looking like at this point. We got updates on Brock Lesnar and Asuka and their futures. We have got some details for Triple Mania. We've got a title change of the Ring of Honor tapings, which is notable, and a bunch of other news as well. We'll also go over all of Backlash if you did not happen to see it. So if you want to text us, join the show here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
This deer season, John Deere wants to give you the home field advantage. We're bringing you the best offers of the season, whether that's cash off on select new machines or a shot at the ultimate Major League Baseball prize package. Because right now, you can enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star experience for you and three friends, complete with travel and lodging for All-Star Week this July. Deer season is going on now through June 3rd. Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to enter and view the offers and complete contest rules. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Old Lance, as we call him, is joining us here today.
Or at least as you call me.
Yeah. No one else calls you Old Lance?
No.
What are you talking about? What does Tom call you?
He calls me Lance.
God, what a boring...
Or Mr. Storm, probably on occasion, because he's way too polite.
Well, listen, Old Lance, we got a lot to get into here today. So Raw, we'll just start from the beginning here. Raw is tonight. It's coming up in a few hours. Jacob Fatu will take part in a Roman Reigns acknowledgement ceremony. I'm sure that'll go well.
That'll go without any problems whatsoever.
Yes. Brie Bella and Paige will appear. They are still the women's tag team champions. The Obafemi Open Challenge continues. And we have the Street Profits and Joe Hendry against The Vision. So that's Raw for tonight. We got to build up for this next pay-per-view as Backlash finished up. And Backlash did finish up, and there is much to get into regarding Backlash here today. I think the things we got to talk about are whatever is going on with Asuka and also whatever is going on with John Cena. So, if you didn't see the show, we'll do a quick review here, and then we'll talk about this stuff. Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker. The notable thing about this show was there were two matches that originally were going to be on Mania, and they ended up on Backlash. Seth Rollins, Braun Breaker, and Asuka Io Sky. And everybody was, like, so outraged that Asuka and Io Sky didn't get to be on WrestleMania. But I'm telling you, I was there at WrestleMania. I watched the show. Way better they got their match on this show. They got way more time and a hot crowd. The crowd, you know, it took a while for them to get going in that match. But the whole show in general had a hot crowd. And Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker, I mean, both of those matches, there's no way they were getting 20 to 22 minutes at WrestleMania. No chance. So Seth Rollins, Braun Breaker, very good match. You know, all of the blokes tried to interfere there at the end. And Seth took him out with a chair. And got back in the ring, got speared, but kicked out. And then they did a few more spots, and then he went for a middle rope stomp, got speared out of midair, and pinned. So it was clever because they gave Seth the big one-on-two hero comeback with the chair on the bad guys, but that did not lead directly to Braun getting the pin. Braun did beat him clean after a few more minutes. So it was a big win for Braun Breaker, as it should have been. And we're off to the races with this guy. See if they have a follow-up tonight. Trick Williams, Sami Zayn. Trick Williams retained the title with help from old Yachty, who got involved multiple times and was killed many times by Sami. Trick ended up hitting the Trick knee, got the pin. I thought this was better than their WrestleMania match. It was twice as long. And it still wasn't like a great match or anything like that. But it was good. I liked it. It was miles better than the funeral for the old gingerbread man.
And for the record, it's the Trick shot, not the Trick knee.
It'll always be the Trick knee to me, Lance. I don't know if you know this or not, but like once I decide on the name of a move, I don't care what anyone else calls it.
You're stubborn and don't give a
darn. I will never use the word swanton ever. Which is funny, actually, because I always did the Jeff Hardy senton back when it was called the senton. And then they renamed it to the swanton, which I thought was just so irritating. It's like it's a swanton. Oh, he does a... Or senton. He does a swan dive, so it has to be... It's just irritating. I would never, ever call it that. Ever, okay? For 20 years, I refused to call it the swanton. So one day, I'm doing a match with...
Filthy.
It's a tag match. And we're kind of coming up with some ideas, and Tom says, hey, you think you can do a senton and I'll catch you in the choke? I was like, yeah, of course, sure. So we do the match, and in his mind, I was just going to do like a senton, jump off back first and just like jump right into the choke.
Said senton.
Yeah. But he's thinking, that's what he's thinking.
Well, it's also what he said.
But yeah, but like to me, I was just going to do my normal...
Swanton.
Senton! But anyway, the amazing thing was I did it, and it was not what he was expecting, and he still caught me perfectly on the landing. It was actually quite incredible that it worked out. And afterwards, he's like, what were you doing? Why did you do that? I was like, what are you talking about? You said do a senton. He goes, a senton, not a swanton! I was like, you idiot. Hate that name. Anyway.
Yeah, but
Tom's what was
right.
The point of all of this? How do we even get on that? Oh, the Trick knee. It'll always be the Trick knee to me. It'll always be the Trick knee.
Although you caved on Oleg Bolton.
No, I didn't. I just...
Yes, you did. You
no,
switched back.
It's not caved. It's I went back and forth so many times that I forgot which the right one was. I don't even know anymore. What's the guy's name? Anyway. Miz and Kit Wilson versus Danhausen and his mystery partner, who ends up being Minihausen, a little fella. I don't care what he says.
Are you at least going to put over that they teased Papa Shango the day after?
They actually did. Danhausen actually did an interview on SmackDown and said he wanted Papa Shango. I almost died. But, hey, listen, I loved it. It was wacky. It was silly. It was goofy. And, you know... I from day one have been consistent in my views, and my views are, I don't care what happened, if you start a match and the crowd either doesn't care or really doesn't like it, and by the end of the match you've turned that crowd, you have done your job, and that was a big success. And the fans, they were expecting whoever they were expecting, they got a mini. And they didn't like it. And they started booing from the moment this match started. They were so mad. But
then they found out that Mini's awesome.
This little Mini was the best guy in this match. And, like, he was so great. I mean, he was so great that he's in with two guys who are not lucha bases, okay? Like, I think Kit's a really good worker. And, you know, it's the Miz. But, like... Everything they try to do with this guy, the head scissors and the Miz tried to do the one where the guy does the head scissors and then the helicopters around the head into another head scissors. He was like lost. But this little guy was like, don't care, brother. I'm doing it. And he made every single one of them work. Anyway, I love this match. Danhausen pinned Miz. That was that. Asuka and Io Sky was a great match. And no Kairi, although the fans chanted for her the entire time. And in the end, it was kind of weird. Like, they went a long time, and when EO just hit the bullet train, went up top, hit the moonsault, pinned her, it was just like there was it was bizarre. It was just there was a finality to it, which I don't even know why. And then afterwards, when they did the post-match angle, as we'll talk about here in a bit, I mean, there's a reason there was a finality to it. They EO bowed to her. Asuka burst into tears, hugged her for like 7 straight minutes, it seemed, would not let go. And then there was no angle, nothing. They left. And we will talk about that. We will also talk about John Cena's life-changing announcement. But the main event, best match on the show, Roman Reigns, Jacob Fatu, freaking great. Crowd was wild for this match. And both of these guys were just fantastic. They had a near fall. It was only like 9 minutes in. They did this sequence where Fatu ends up hitting him with a pop-up Samoan drop off a spear attempt. Frickin' goes up top for that PME. The place is going nuts. They count 1. They count 2. Half the crowd chanted 3. Like, they thought Fatu was going to pin this guy for the title in 9 minutes. It was crazy. Go back to the Tongan death grip spot. And finally, you know, Roman, basically a desperation accident, runs him headfirst into an exposed buckle and spears him and pins him. But, you know, Fatu's up first because Roman's half dead, beats this guy into oblivion, and it was not, however, an injury angle. They're back tonight for an acknowledgement ceremony. So I believe they'll do one more match at the Italy show on May 31st, and then old Roman's taking a month off. But anyway, we'll talk about the Asuka and the Cena situation after the break here on Observer Live.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here today. So, Asuka, what is going on here? Well, on Observer Radio on Saturday night, Dave noted that the word that he had gotten from WWE in the wake of that Io Sky Asuka match was that Asuka was, quote, semi-retired. And after the show was over, I mean, all sorts of WWE and other wrestlers from around the world were, doing tributes to Asuka. And people were saying goodbye to her after the show. We've got some other notes here. Mike Johnson on PW Insider said that Asuka was believed to remain aligned with the company as opposed to, like, a full split and leaving to go to Japan and never coming back. She will have, she will be doing something. What that is, who knows? And Fightful noted that she had signed a long-term contract summer of 2024. But, you know, what all this means, who knows? I mean, same thing with, Lesnar. The Lesnar situation is up in the air. I mean, in both cases, I think their days as full-time WWE wrestlers are obviously over. And I think Brock has been a full-timer in like 20 years. But the point is, I think that Brock probably is going to do Minneapolis. I was talking about this a few days ago. You know, originally, I mean, I can't even say originally because there were so many plans between January and today that just went all out the window. But among the many plans, at one point, Randy Orton was going to beat Cody Rhodes and win the WWE title. And obviously that did not happen. And now at the May pay-per-view, May 31st, I think it's in Italy, it is going to be John Cena versus Gunther. And
what? It's not John Cena.
Or not John Cena, I'm sorry. Cody Rhodes versus Gunther. Still got John. We'll talk about Cena. Cody Rhodes versus Gunther for the title. And Gunther has run roughshod. I'm going to mute you. He retired John Cena. He retired AJ Styles. He's just been on a tear. And my point is, why give him all of that to then go to a show in Italy and lose to Cody Rhodes? I think he's beaten Cody Rhodes. I think that Gunther will be the champion. And then I do think if he is the champion, there is a storyline you can do where Brock is talked out of his apparent retirement to just give it one last shot in Minneapolis for that title. So I think that's where they're going. I don't know for sure, but I know, as I've mentioned many times, that as soon as he did that retirement and put his shoes in the ring and his gloves and everything, I mean, I was immediately texted Minneapolis. I was immediately, like, very shortly thereafter told, don't buy this retirement thing. And, you know, it's one of those deals where, I don't know if you guys know how this works in terms of, like, asking questions in, you know, when you have to put on your reporter hat. If you ask a question, there's a few things that can happen. Number one, you can get an answer, which is the best scenario. And then sometimes you'll get, like, some vague response for some reasons. And other times you'll just be completely ignored. And usually when you're completely ignored, it's because someone doesn't want to lie to you. So anyway, it's any questions about Brock's retirement are ignored. I don't think the guy is... I think he's doing at least Minneapolis. And we'll see where things go from there. But anyway, Asuka, she could be on Raw tonight for all I know. She could be on SmackDown. But it does appear that her full-time WWE career is over, which is very sad because I love this woman. She's the freaking greatest. She was like Yes.
But that was actually to clear my throat, but I do have a comment. It's not sad if it's what she wants.
Well, of course not, but it's sad for me.
Well, it's not about you.
It is. It's my show. What are you talking about?
The woman has had
I'm personally
amazing...
sad I cannot watch Asuka matches, listen to Asuka promos, watch Asuka video packages. That makes me sad. I'm happy for her. I'm overjoyed and thrilled. I'm
well,
sad
then
for
say
me.
You're sad, not it's sad.
I just
sad.
Did.
No, but you started with it's sad, and it may
it
not be.
It is sad.
A very accomplished, respected woman might be wrapping things up because she wants to.
I'm
which
sure
case,
she is.
Celebrate her.
I am happy for her. You know, you want me to tell you how great she is? I'd be happy to. You know what's funny about Asuka is for the last however long she's been with WWE, I have heard, like, oh, they don't push her enough. They don't do enough with her. She should be used better, this and that. And it's funny because, like, you guys realize that not if we don't count, like, the Charlotte gimmick of she's got to get 16 world titles or whatever. But, like, Asuka is probably the most decorated woman in the entire history of WWE. She did not quite reach the level that, you know, Becky Lynch did, where for a couple of years, you know, 2018, 2019, Becky was actually, like, the single biggest star in the company, male or female. Like, she was above the Roman Reigns, everybody. She didn't quite hit that level, but, like, I got a list here. I probably missed some stuff. She was a Grand Slam champion. She was a Triple Crown champion. She was a NXT Women's Champion for 510 straight days. She did not lose in WWE, NXT, or the main roster for 914 days. She was not defeated. She was the first Women's Royal Rumble winner. She was the first Women's Money in the Bank winner. She was the first woman in history to win the tag titles with three different women. She was a multi-time Raw champion. She was a SmackDown champion. She was a five-time tag team champion. My point is, she's so great that she had all of that and people still thought they didn't do enough with her. She's the greatest.
She's incredible.
I'm going to vote for her for best on promos.
I will. Promos are awesome.
I don't care. You can fight me. I don't care.
No, I agree with you. She's great.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible. So anyway, I'm trying to remember what I heard. They did those Io Sky, Asuka. I think it might have been last week where they kind of went back and forth and they went like from Japanese to, and every now and then they would do some English and then back to Japanese, and somebody was like, it's so phony, why would they do any English whatsoever? And then I don't know where I saw it, but like somebody goes, you know, I actually watch Japanese soap operas and that happens regularly. So anyway, don't you dare question Asuka or Io or Kairi. Fight to the death. So anyway, I'm going to do a little bit of other news, and then I'm going to wait till after the break to do this John Cena thing, because we're going to need time for that one. So, in the meantime...
And in should, between time.
Should mention that Hiro Yoshi Tenzan is retiring.
Oh, congrats to him.
Yes, this one.
I worked with him when he was on an excursion in Europe.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't wrestle much. Like, every now and then he'll do openers and that sort of thing. But, like, the thing with Tenzan is, I don't know what in God's name is going on with his feet. But, I mean, if it came out, remember how Kerry Von Erich was missing? And I don't even think he was missing an entire foot. I think it was, like, part of his foot. But, like, if it came out, I'm not even joking, guys. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying. If it came out after his retirement that Tenzan actually had no feet and had been wrestling for like 5 years like that, I wouldn't even blink. This guy's feet, when you see him wrestle, it's like, how is this guy walking? How is this guy wrestling? How is this guy? It's inconceivable. But man, he's still like, when he gets out there, he can still do some stuff. It's quite astonishing, in fact. And, yes, he started way back in the early 90s. And what year? Tell us about the excursion.
1993, my first time working for Otto and Peter William in CWA Catch. Tokyo Joe Daigo, who was the New Japan connection from Stampede, booked me and also booked Hiro from New Japan. So he was doing his excursion, and he and I were the two young guys. So we feuded all the time. They even created a junior title, which we traded a few times. So I wrestled him a ton.
How big really were you? How big were you back when you were a junior?
Again, 93. I was probably the same size I always was, 215 pounds, 216 pounds.
215 pounds was a junior back then.
Well, the thing is, we all assumed, because that's what things were called, but I think in CWA, I think they meant more by age. I think we were like the young guys champion. I honestly do. They never said. They just said junior champion, and I think it was a more a young guys title, because I think Hiro was bigger than me.
You know, it does remind me, I was about 16, and... we were at the bowling alley. There's a bowling alley in Kenmore that Granny used to bowl all the time. Loved bowling. My Uncle Terry, who's passed away, he bowled like 200-300 games. He was like a great bowler. I think he was a pro bowler, actually. And we used to, my Uncle Wayne, Crazy Wayne, loved bowling. We used to always go bowling on his birthday. But anyway, one day we were there, and there's a gigantic sign that they just put up, and it said, this summer, seniors bowl free. And Granny goes, you'll be a senior in high school next year. I didn't bowl free. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Nothing on that beat. Go, go.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands. And the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Yeah. Hey. Have we wasted enough time with frivolity?
Main event time, brother.
Should we talk about this this John Cena Memorial Tournament?
Let's do it.
And not Memorial Tournament. I guess he's not deceased. But
he's not deceased.
The idea was dead on arrival. I can tell you that much right now. So here's the thing, everybody. Lance didn't see the show. He doesn't need to because there is nothing yet. I will just tell you what happened, and then we'll talk about it. So John Cena comes out, and he goes, "Thank you all." They cheer him and everything like that. He says, he starts talking about his last match. And are we on the air? Jared, are you awake over there? What's happening here? Does the chat hear us?
Keep talking, brother. He'll figure it out.
All right. Well, this is for the rest of you. I don't know what the heck happened. We got a subscribe now graphic up. Spit take here. Oh, boy. Anyway, so John Cena comes out and he says, "I reflect a lot on that evening. I couldn't be..." Oh, he lost internet. Okay. Well, anyway. He says that it was an evening of opportunity, my last match. Everyone's booing his last match. He said, "I want to make sure whoever my opponent was, they had to earn their way into that spot. On that night, for the first time," he says, "we saw Sol Ruka, we saw Javon Evans, we saw Obafemi."
We saw him quit.
Brother, we did see him quit. Saw all of them that night, myself personally, and many nights before. So then he says, "Oba debuted in December. He beat up Brock Lesnar at Mania. I thought, you know what? Let's do this again. I am so honored tonight," he said, "to announce the John Cena Classic. A new event and a new championship in WWE. And not just any championship," he says. "It is an event and a championship I am personally putting my name on. I will strive for excellence and do all I can to make it special." He then says, "For the first time in history, your voice will be heard louder than ever before because the audience, the fans, will vote. Not on the matches, like that old Cyber Tuesday gimmick they did, Cyber Sunday. The fans will vote to crown the champion of the John Cena Classic. Every participant must qualify. You can lose, but you can do so well that you can still be voted the winner." Then he thanked everyone who made, quote, "this crazy idea a reality. Man," he concluded, and I quote, "I hope it works." So, where in God's name to begin?
Oh, I could if you'd like.
Well, I'll get to you in a second. Hold on one. I want to just read a couple of other things. So in the Observer Daily Update on Saturday, Dave wrote, "Regarding the details of the John Cena Invitational, we were just told today that this is a work in progress. They wanted to make the announcement, but as far as what it is, that is not decided. So any speculation about tournament versus individual matches or how the champions will be set up is just speculation." Then John Cena went on his own social media and he said, "When asked to give advice, especially with WWE, I often reply, be authentic. Do not fear failure. Know your why. The John Cena Classic may not be perfect by any means, yet it's authentically me," and he writes, "I am not perfect either, and reflects my values and beliefs. I'm aware there is the risk it might be a total failure, and I'm not afraid of that, and believe it is still worth stepping, quote, in the arena. My why in WWE is to consistently be as useful as possible for as long as possible, with my in-ring career at an end. My why is to use whatever energy or relevance I have left in hopes to create a launchpad of opportunity for all talent to show their skills, while simultaneously creating a unique experience for our dedicated fan base. At the very least, we all learn something. At the very best, we all create something. I am ready for wherever the road takes us. Thank you, WWE, for this opportunity. More details to come as we figure all this out. So anyway, I'll let you go, Lance, but the point of this is they have no idea what's going on or what this tournament will be or anything of that nature.
Well, they seem to have committed to fan voting is going to determine the winner.
Perhaps.
Well, that's certainly what he said at the pay-per-view, if you were reading it correctly.
That's what he said originally, yes.
Which creates two gigantic flaws, one of which no one seems to have mentioned yet. The first being, and this is already a problem, it supports and encourages or contributes to fans disassociating with characters and not being engaged in matches. Because why would fans be engaged in near falls and engaged in any stories or characters as far as winning and losing if the person that scores the pin isn't even necessarily going to be the person that wins and moves forward? So you're disconnecting your fan base from the product they're watching because, and I joked about this online, it's like stealing the slogan from the old show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Where they used to say it was an improv show, if you didn't know. Assume no knowledge. It's where it's all made up and the points don't matter because they'd award points at the end of the skits, but it didn't matter because no one actually won or lost. And it's like, so this John Cena classic, from what it appears, is the wrestling's all made up and the wins don't matter. Because you could lose, but you could get voted on. So it's just going to disconnect viewers from being engaged in the matches. Because why do I care who scores the pin if that's not what determines who moves forward and becomes the champion? And the more you disassociate your fan base with the product they're watching and the result of those matches, it's like that's going to bleed over into the regular product and completely undermine the product you're selling to fans. You're removing emotional investment in what they're watching. And it's like, that can be catastrophic. And then the other aspect that people aren't realizing, and there was a indie promoter that tried to do a best workers tournament like a decade or two
actually
ago.
Before you get to that, and I think actually what you're going to talk about, I did actually talk about on Observer Radio, but I want to go back to your wins and losses. So now granted, you know, as we now know, it does appear that, you know, this is all a work in progress and everything that he said on the pay-per-view may just be thrown out the window. But
well, I hope they're listening and they do throw it out the window.
If what he is saying is correct, what it means is you must qualify, which means there would be a tournament aspect where you actually must win or lose to then enter a tournament where it does not matter if you win or lose because fans will vote on the winner. Okay. Now your second point.
Second point is, again, there was an indie promoter that tried to do a best workers tournament where they're going to have judges vote with who was the best worker in the match rather than wins or losses. And they contacted me to be a judge. And I pointed this out. It's like that contradicts and goes against everything the pro wrestling business is. Because how do you do a predetermined worked match when you don't know the result yet? And by that, I mean, it's like if Brian and I are in this tournament working, it's like, it's predetermined. If we're in a regular match and the booker comes up and says, hey, we want you to go over, but we want Brian to look like $1 million, I'll do everything I can to make him look good, and then I win. But when getting the championship, getting the push, potentially, again, facing a less experienced NXT worker, why would I want to make them look good and potentially earn them votes, which could sabotage my own career? If I'm a $500,000 main roster guy and I'm in there with a $75,000 a year NXT guy, why would I use my skill and my experience to make him look good? Because if he wins the popularity contest and wins and gets the push to the championship, I could lose my job. Because there's going to be a TKO executive going, well, why are we paying this guy that lost the fan vote and is less over than this NXT guy that works for way less money? If I know ahead of time, hey, you're getting a push, we want to protect this guy, okay, I'll make him look good. But it's like, if I don't know who's winning or losing, the actual fan vote, It's no longer in my interest to make the guy look good. And you're completely contradicting the entire basis that this industry has been founded on. And that's the predetermined nature, which allows us to then go and present the story that's been predetermined. But with the vote happening afterwards to see who the fans want, it's no longer a predetermined sport, and I'm no longer wanting to give my all to make someone else look good because it's like, well, he's putting me over, I'll make him look good. Okay. But if he might not be putting me over, it's like, yeah, I scored the pin, but then he's more popular. Again, look at Ric Flair, who in his prime was considered one of the greatest workers of all time. If you let fans vote on all his matches, he'd have been the biggest jobber of all time because he made all his baby faces look like $1 billion.
Forget Ric Flair. I mean, I complain about this all the time when I watch AEW. They have all of these, and God bless the guys. Like, I'm not mad at the wrestlers, but you know, there's a generation that is very, very giving. And, oh, you're going to go in with so-and-so who never wins? Okay, well, you're going to make him look as good as possible, and he'll dominate the match for 15 minutes, and then you'll win because you're the person who's supposed to win. But you watch the match, and you're like, who was supposed to get over here? Like, the other guy got over more than the star did. And, you know, the point that I brought up is very similar to the one you brought up, but it's mine was more like looking back at the bad days of wrestling. Like, it's not even... what benefit do you have in making someone else look better? But you can also actively, accidentally make the other person look worse. Oh, you're a little bit out of position here. Their move looks stupid. Oh, you go up a little heavy. Their move looks stupid. You know, you can, you know, and if you're good, I'm sure you could, you know, plead innocence. But like, it is not hard when you are doing a pro wrestling match to make the other guy look much worse than he actually is.
Do you remember World of Hurt in my episode with Frenchie?
Yes.
We told that exact story.
Yep.
And again, even if you just call an extra long spot, you know he's not going to be able to do it. Or again, he's like, okay, make sure you call all the spots back to me because I won't remember them.
Or if you say senton instead of swanton.
Yeah. Or again, don't call the spot back to him a couple of times and hope that he does forget. And it's like, you're creating a situation where sabotaging your opponent could benefit you.
Yes.
It goes against the entire foundation of pro wrestling. It's insane.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how the current, you know, I don't know.
I actually had a person online that made a suggestion, which would actually make it better. I still don't think they should do it. But if you let them do promos, then did the vote, then did the match, at least then it's predetermined. But you'd be basing the vote strictly on the promos. But you're still going to run into the problem, too, is like fans aren't going to believe that the vote's legit. Because you've already had Seth working the injury. You had him working the fight with the guy on the sports channel. Just a, ha-ha, we worked you. And it's like, okay, are we going to believe the results of this vote?
You know, it's funny, too, by the way, that and this was obviously not done on purpose. It was just the way things worked out. But if you watched the Seth Rollins Braun Breaker match at the PLE, I mean, Seth obviously is a far, far superior worker to Braun Breaker.
Oh, but yeah, well-rounded for sure.
But in that match, like, he went for the, you know, it's like you flip over on the clothesline attempt into the powerbomb spot.
I mean, thing.
Botched it to high heaven. Tried a, you know, he was going to flip out of a Frankensteiner, and like he barely landed on his feet. Looked like he destroyed both of his knees and ankles. And like, if you had to vote at the end, like, which guy put on the better performance, you'd vote for Braun, even though Seth is the better all-around worker. But he had a couple of botches, and so, well, it's probably going to be the other guy you're going to vote for. And it ain't easy to, or it ain't hard to get that other guy to botch a spot or two.
And there's no incentive to cover someone else's mistakes.
Nope. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Well, somehow we made it. Oh, hi, everybody. Yes, we've made it through. We had technical issues. Producer Jared lost power, and also internet multiple times. So hopefully you can piece all of this together. The audio recording will be perfect, and the byline, I think, made it through as well. It's just those of you watching on Twitch or YouTube. So we'll try to get that fixed for everybody. But that's it for today. Make sure you watch Raw tonight. I'll be up later tonight with Dave, Observer Radio, to talk about the Roman Reigns acknowledgement ceremony with Fatu and Brie and Paige appearing, Obafemi Open Challenge, and Street Profits and Joe Hendry versus The Vision. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, I'll be up here with Old Filthy. We'll do our show. And then tomorrow's Brian and Vinny show. We have not announced what we're watching because we're not watching anything. We're going to do the Granny segment. And then we're going to have a very special feature on the Brian and Vinny show. You must sign up to experience it for yourself at 4wonline.com, or you can do YouTube, video.f4wonline.com, or Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, f4wonline.com/Apple, or f4wonline.com/Spotify. YouTube, Apple, and Spotify, all $9.99 a month. And YouTube and Spotify, you get video and audio. So check them out, everybody. Sign up, and it's going to be a fun show tomorrow night. That's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.